Hola a todos, buenos días, buenas tardes. ¿Cómo estás? Yo no estoy mal. I hope you guys are doing well, wherever you are. And welcome to Spanish Obsessed Beginners. Yo me llamo Rob. I'm called Rob, and in these episodes, I teach beginner Spanish in bite-sized, short lessons featuring lots of tips and tricks along the way. So it's for you if you're a relative newcomer to Spanish or just brushing up on some of the basics and want to dip in and out. It's not a full structured course, but we do offer those and we're building that out. If you want to find out more, head to SpanishObsessed.com. Before I get into today's episode, if you haven't already signed up for our free Spanish fluency phrasebook, make sure you do so. It features 95 phrases designed for you to learn and memorize and will help you to build Spanish fluency, whatever level you currently are. To find out more, go to SpanishObsessed.com/start, S-T-A-R-T. Okay, on with today's episode. If you've been following us for a little while, you might know that Liz, my wife, and I moved from London to Colombia, well, now a couple of years ago. And it was, needless to say, a big change, not least because at that time we were also having our first child, Ana Paz, who was born in Bogota. All of this, of course, was just after the pandemic as well, so some huge life changes. So when I think about life in London, it was a very different life. And I say things like, cuando vivíamos en Londres, when we lived in London, trabajábamos mucho, we used to work a lot. Casi no tenía tiempo libre, I almost didn't have any free time. Pero salíamos bastante, but we used to go out quite a lot. And that, by way of a small introduction, is what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to be doing a quick overview of the past tense in Spanish. Now, the past tense, or preterite, as you'll often hear, is a big, big topic. We can't cover it all in one episode, but we are going to break it down into different pieces and, over the next few episodes, look at different sides of the preterite. To get into it, let's listen to a dialogue between myself and Liz, and then we'll take a look at some of the phrases and vocabulary and how we use the past tense. So listen to the dialogue, and you may already know some of the past tense, so see if you can listen out for that in the dialogue. ¿Te acuerdas cómo eran los inviernos en Londres?
Sí, claro. Todos los días trabajábamos desde casa, pero salíamos los fines de semana.
Y los fines de semana hacíamos nuestras caminatas largas. Me gustaban bastante. Íbamos a una tienda de café y caminábamos por los parques.
Y a veces nos veíamos con amigos y familia.
O visitábamos el centro de Londres para ver un museo. Lo bueno de Londres es que hay mucha cultura.
How did you get on with that dialogue? Did you understand it? Did you spot the verbs in the past tense? Well, in a minute we're going to take a look at it again, but first of all, let me give you the main points to bear in mind about the preterite. Firstly, Spanish has two main preterite tenses, whereas in English we just have one. And in a nutshell, that is what makes this hard for English speakers, figuring out which of the two past tenses we should be using. That is 90% of the difficulty in using the past tense in Spanish. What makes it even more confusing is that Spanish teachers don't even seem to be able to agree on the names for these two past tenses. So I don't want to delve into too much technical grammar, but just a quick overview. If you hear preterite, that refers to the past in general, so both of the tenses. We'll be using the words imperfecto and indefinido, or in English, imperfect and indefinite. Now, the names don't necessarily matter, but you will hear some different names used by different teachers or resources. So the main difference between them is that the indefinite describes specific points in time, whereas the imperfect describes more open, continuing events. I'm going to say that again because it's so, so important. This is the absolute crux of the preterite tense. So the main difference is that the indefinite describes specific points in time, and the imperfect describes open, continuing events. So you could think of the imperfect like a horizontal line running in the past, and the indefinite are like the vertical lines or points which punctuate that line. And Spanish speakers often use the two tenses in combination. So the imperfect kind of sets the scene, and the indefinite says what happened at those particular points. So let's listen again to that dialogue, and after each line, we'll break it down and listen for the imperfect parts. So the thing to remember, or the thing to listen out for, are the two sounds, aba and ia. We'll run through the full conjugation soon, but as you listen to the dialogue, again, listen out for aba, ia. Here we go.
¿Te acuerdas cómo eran los inviernos en Londres?
Do you remember how winters used to be in London? El invierno is winter. Los inviernos is the plural. That's winters. So, ¿te acuerdas? Do you remember cómo, how, eran? Eran. So here's our first verb in that imperfect tense. And it's probably a bad one to start with because it's actually irregular. So eran comes from the verb ser. We'll be doing a whole episode on this. It's unfortunate that this was the first one I started with. So don't worry about it now. But there we go. We'll be doing an episode on it soon.
Sí, claro. Todos los días trabajábamos desde casa, pero salíamos los fines de semana.
Sí, claro. Yes, of course. Todos los días, every day, trabajábamos. Trabajábamos desde casa. We worked, or we used to work, from home. Pero salíamos, but we used to go out, or we went out, los fines de semana. So the two verbs there, trabajábamos, from the verb trabajar, meaning to work, and salíamos, from the verb salir, meaning to go out. So remember I said, listen out for the sounds aba and ia. So that aba is present in the conjugations for the AR verbs, like trabajar. That's where we've got trabajábamos. And the ia is in the IR or ER verbs. Salíamos, that's from the verb salir, which is an IR verb. Trabajábamos, salíamos.
Y los fines de semana hacíamos nuestras caminatas largas. Me gustaban bastante.
Y los fines de semana and the weekends hacíamos nuestras caminatas largas. We did or we used to do our long walks. Una caminata is a walk. Una caminata larga, a long walk. Me gustaban bastante. Me gustaban bastante. That's the verb gustar in the imperfect. Me gustaban. So what does this mean? The weekends we did our long walks. I liked them quite a lot. So again, focusing on those two sounds, aba and ia, hacíamos and me gustaban. You can hear them in both of those two verbs.
Íbamos a una tienda de café y caminábamos por los parques.
Íbamos a una tienda de café. Íbamos means we went or we used to go a una tienda de café, to a coffee shop. Y caminábamos por los parques. And we used to walk or we walked through the parks.
Y a veces nos veíamos con amigos y familia.
Y a veces nos veíamos. So sometimes we used to see con amigos y familia, with friends and family. So really this is sometimes we used to meet with friends and family. Again, there's that ia sound, veíamos, from the verb ver in the nosotros form, veíamos.
O visitábamos el centro de Londres para ver un museo. Lo bueno de Londres es que hay mucha cultura.
O visitábamos el centro de Londres, from the verb visitar, to visit. So we used to visit or we visited the center of London para ver un museo, to see a museum. Lo bueno de Londres, the good thing about London, es que hay mucha cultura, is that there's a lot of culture. So we've met a few common verbs in the imperfect tense there. And as I mentioned, they all use the sound aba or ia in their conjugations. So let's take a couple of verbs and we'll run through the full conjugations. So the simple rule, the thing to bear in mind, the quick hack here, are those two sounds. So for an AR verb, think ABA. That's A-B-A. And after that, we add endings which are pretty similar to the present tense. So let's run through the conjugations for the verb trabajar. And we'll actually start at the end. And then we'll compare it to the present tense. And hopefully this will help it click in your mind, the conjugation. So the full verb is trabajar, to work. So to say they worked or they used to work is trabajaban, trabajaban. Compare that to the present tense, trabajan, and you can see we've got the aba plus the en ending, trabajaban. We worked or used to work is trabajábamos, trabajábamos. Compare that to the present, which is trabajamos. And you can see we've got that mos from the end, trabajábamos. He or she worked is trabajaba, the present tense, trabaja. So we've got that a ending. Tú is trabajabas, trabajabas. Compare that to the present tense, trabajas. So we've got the s ending from tú. And then the yo, this is the slightly odd one out, yo trabajaba. So the way we remember this is just to think it's the same as the usted, él, and ella. Trabajaba, yo trabajaba, usted trabajaba. So those are the complete conjugations for the AR. We'll do a little bit of practice later. But what I want you to bear in mind is that the emphasis falls on a slightly different syllable compared to the present tense. So it always falls on the ha. Trabajaba, trabajabas, trabajábamos, trabajaban. Sounds weird to say them all like that. But you can hear where the emphasis falls, whereas in the present tense, it falls on a different syllable. So that's one thing to bear in mind regarding the pronunciation. Now let's move on to the ER or IR verbs. These both have the same conjugations, and the sound to listen out for here is ia, ia. So we'll use the verb comer, to eat, and I'm going to run through these. I won't go through it in so much detail as we did for the trabajar, but think about the present tense and how you can kind of connect them. So it's yo comía. And remember, the yo ending here is the same as the él, ella, and usted. So that's also comía. Tú comías. Nosotros comíamos. Ustedes comían. And just another quick note on the meaning of this. As I mentioned, there's two past tenses, the imperfect and the indefinite. We've been looking briefly at the imperfect. So this is the line in the past. And you noticed with my translations to English, I used two translations. So I'd say, trabajábamos, we worked or we used to work. And that's another way you can think of this as used to. When we say used to in English, we're implying something in the past which was ongoing or habitual. So it has that same implication of a line in the past. So that's quite a good translation. Spanish does have a specific verb which we can use for used to, which is solía, but we can also use the imperfect tense. So let's do a quick practice exercise. I'll give you the Spanish, take a minute, and give me the English. To work. Trabajar. I worked, or as we said, I used to work. Trabajaba. Remember the emphasis on ha. Trabajaba. We used to work. Trabajábamos. We used to work every day. Trabajábamos todos los días. You worked from home. Trabajabas desde casa. New verb, to do. Hacer. I used to do or I did. Hacía. Hacía. They used to do it. Lo hacían. Lo hacían. They used to do it every day. Lo hacían todos los días. Or you could say, lo hacían cada día. That's every day. So, quick practice exercise for you there. In the next episode, we'll be going into more detail on the preterite. This was really just scratching the surface. But the main things I want you to take away from this are the meaning, so that line in the past, thinking about used to, and the sound. So, aba and ia, present in all of those verbs, conjugated in the imperfect. I hope you found this useful. As I said, we're scratching the surface. We're going to go into more detail in the next few episodes. But in the meantime, espero que estén muy bien. I hope you're very well. Y nos vemos en el próximo episodio. We'll see you in the next episode. Hasta luego.